This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, just go ahead and get into last week. It's a tough one. You know, going into Statesboro, close game, 28-21. Going to Statesboro, you know, going away, it's never easy. You know, being not home is never as fun as being home. And, you know, just kind of look back a little bit and, you know, what stood out to you the most about how everything kind of unfolded last week?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about last week's game, you know, when you go on the road, you got to play well. I think that's one of the things, especially the travel that we have to make in our region. We've got to go out on the road. We got to play well. We've got to create our own energy, and I think that's one of the things that we've got to do better and stay locked in, stay focused. You know, I think Statesboro had a really good game plan. You know, they wanted to steal some possessions on special teams. Yeah. They wanted to hold the ball on offense and play defense, and they did that for the most part of the game. And you know, there was some, you know, drive killing penalties that we made or mistakes that we made in that game that we've got to learn from. We got to use this opportunity, this loss, to learn from some things that, you know, heading into the later in the season, things that we got to get better on. If we want to make the playoffs and want to make a run at it, we got to fix those things now.
Yeah. And it's the team itself, you know, they're still, I mean, obviously one of the best teams in the region, if not the best. I mean, it depends on, you know, the environment, the night, just night by night. And y'all were right there in it until the end. I mean, it's a one-score game. What do you think, you know, was the biggest difference that, like, came down to down the stretch, you know, throughout the fourth quarter and everything?
I mean, just execution. I think just we've got to execute the game plan, and then we've got to be able to execute on special teams. You know, stealing those possessions was a big key thing in there. You know, they stole two possessions, and you know, we turned the ball over twice. You can't do that. You know, give the team an opportunity to even take more time off the clock and go down and punch it in. We got to play good defense. Got to tackle better. So there's some things that we've really had to work on this week in practice and make sure that going forward we don't make the same mistakes again. You know, we got to learn from them and put our best foot forward. We got to go out and play our best every Friday night because we're going to get everybody's best from here on out.
Yeah, and you're right in the heart of it at this point. You know, region is – it's right in the dead middle of region play. And, you know, one loss isn't going to kill anything. You know, it's still a very competitive region. So you take that and you kind of look at what the energy level and the effort. I know it was always going to be there. I mean, especially in a really, really tough road environment like that. A region away game, I don't care who you are. It's never an easy game. Like, you can, you know, I'm sure most of everybody listening knows this. I mean, you can play a really, really difficult team at home and have the same, you know, feel as a not as great team away. It's just the environment of having your people there in a region game that just that you, I mean, you play these guys every year. It's not like it's a random team. And what was your opinion, you know, on the team's just all around energy level last week throughout the game?
I mean, our kids never gave up. I'll say that. You know, they did come out and they played hard. And Statesboro did as well. You know, I tip my hat to them that they did a really good job. It was a very competitive game, but you know, like I said before, when you go on the road, you got to play well. And then playing on the road, you know, there's a lot of things logistic wise that you got to do differently, and we've got to prepare better in that aspect. It's different than playing at home. It's a different environment. You know, it's different when we go out there. It was a different playing surface. You know, it was the only grass field that we played on. But it doesn't matter what surface we're playing on. We've got to go out. We've got to compete. We've got to execute. We've got to do what we're coached to do. That's the bottom line. We've got to play better. We've got to, you know, in all three phases of the game, got to execute. And, you know, our kids are really looking for a bounce back, and our guys are ready and really had a good week of practice this week.
That's good. We're going to get into a few more questions, but right now I wanted to just remind you that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So getting away kind of from that, a loss is always hard. No matter which way you look at it, it's never your favorite thing. But what were some, you know, positives that you were able to take away despite the loss, just in general, some positive things that you felt, you know, was like a mini win for the team and what the team did really well in execution on Friday night?
Well, not only just what we did well, but I think it just pointed out things that we got to work on. And I think, you know, pointing out the weaknesses that we had during the game and really focusing on those and make sure that we can correct those in practice or on film. I think that was probably the biggest thing to take away from it. You know, I think that, you know, as far as playing wise during the game, I think, you know, Hezekiah did a really good job, you know, during the game, did play offense, did play defense. You know, and I just think that other things we got to work on, we're really thin right now on the offensive line, and we got to create some depth, and it gave some opportunities for some guys to step in there and get some game time action, you know, when needed. You know, I think that was the biggest thing, is that when their number was called, they've got to be ready, and that's got to be preached all across the board. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, you're getting later in the season, injuries are going to happen, guys are going to be out some games or can't go so many plays, they're going to be limited. So it's going to give opportunities for guys to step up, and they've got to be able and be prepared. And we tell our guys all the time, make sure that you prepare like you're the starter, because you never know when that play is going to happen and your chance is going to be, you know, an opportunity for you to step on the field. So that's got to be one of the things that you look at as a plus. And then just the effort aspect of it. Our guys never quit fighting. They fought to the end. We did have a chance to go down at the end, you know, with the ball. And then we got to execute maybe an onside kick to get the ball back at the very end. But, yeah, it was a tight ball game, you know, a very competitive game between two really good teams. And, you know, that we just didn't come out on the right side of it, and we've got to learn from it, and we got to move forward.
Yeah, and, you know, it's – the negatives always bring out positives. You know, a loss, it stinks. It stings, but there's always growth. You know, you really can look at what your true weaknesses are in something like that, and once you find those – you know, okay, this is how we're going to get better. This is how we're going to game plan this week. This is what we need to work on. And just stuff like that, you know, does it stink? Yeah, but there's a lot of positives that you can get. Like you're saying, you know, all those guys, they know what they need to really crack down on to improve themselves and the team as a whole to prepare for many more region games to come.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things too is like, don't feel sorry for yourself. That was the message coming out to practice this week. It's not woe is me or self-pity by any means. Let's go back to work. I think that's the only way that we're going to get better is you put that game, you know, you got to play the next play. You got to play the next game. Got to go out there and practice hard. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You know, that game is over. There's nothing we can do about it. The only, you know, negative thing that it is now is that we don't control our own destiny to the playoffs. Yeah. So we've got to do everything that we need to do and take care of business so that we have an opportunity at the end to see what happens. So I think that was the message to the team, is not to feel sorry for yourself. Let's go back to work on Monday and let's get after it.
Yeah. And for, you know, right now we're just going to put that behind us. We're going to move on to next week. We're going to get into Lakeside here in a second, but for right now, there's going to be more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and be aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lousaabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. All right, let's get into this week a little bit. Another road game. Going to Lakeside this week. How important... I mean, I know it's very important, but like just for the team itself and, you know, just the mentality that you go into it with, what's the mentality and of the importance to really bounce back this week from everything, you know, we just talked about the learning from your mistakes and developing and getting better from what you struggled with, taking all that, you know, what has the team really looked at for their bounce back this week?
I mean, definitely it's got to be, you know, myself and the coaching staff want to see how are we going to respond to Friday night's loss. You know, we got to go back on the road. We got to play another opponent who took Statesboro to overtime 2 weeks ago. That's been getting better as the year goes on. And even though they're 0-8 or 0-6 in the region, they're still looking for a win.
Yeah.
And they're very hungry. They're not going to stop fighting. You know, it is their senior night, so they're going to come out with a lot of fire and energy, and we got to be able to match the intensity. But I'm looking to see from our guys, from our team, you know, how are they going to respond? Are we going to still be self-pity, you know, still worry about, you know, last week's game? Or are we going to come out and prepare like we're supposed to and execute like we're supposed to? And, you know, that's the big question is to see how we're going to respond. And I think our guys have had really good 3 days worth of practice, you know, they've came out and responded the way that, you know, we need to. And then they continue to get better every single day. And, you know, that's the thing, they don't want to go out, you know, that Statesboro game, it wasn't the last game of the season. So they, even though they still got a bad taste in their mouth from the game and still feel that way after the game, they got an opportunity to go do something about it. And that opportunity is this Friday night against Lakeside. And we just got to be prepared for the travel and prepare for their team.
Yeah, and you know, being prepared for their team. I know you have. Like, what have you been, you know, game planning? What kind of challenges would you say that Lakeside would present to the Pirates?
I mean, the biggest thing is that they're hungry for a win. Like I said, their kids do not stop. They got a motor. They play hard. Yeah. They got some really good skill players. They play with two different quarterbacks. One of their quarterbacks also plays safety. He's kind of a dual threat guy, and another guy, they run the ball a lot, you know, and they do got some weapons on the outside that they'll try and get in space and throw it to. So we've got to do a good job of tackling their athletes in space and executing in all three phases of the game. I think, you know, special teams too, they're going to onside kick it. They're going to pooch kick it. They're going to kick it deep. So we've got to be able to make sure that we recover the ball and give our offense a chance to go down and score. So we've got to be prepared for anything in all three phases of the game.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, all three phases, that's – you get everything clicking on the same night, it's unstoppable. The amount of talent on this team, it's hard to not look at the roster and, you know, just idealize every win happening. And, like, I don't like getting ahead of myself, but, like, it's a good team, you know, and to have all the players, you know, when they get everything going together, one rough night, it's not the end of the world. You know, like, there's still plenty of stuff left, and okay, you don't control your own destiny, but all you have to do is, you know, just continue to play to the ability of the team that I know is one of the best, if not the best, in the region. And I'm got one more question about it, but for right now, I just wanted to quick remind y'all that you're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, talking about, you know, just the prep, offensively, defensively, special teams, what have you really, you know, tried to pinpoint down as your main focuses to not, you know, clean up and improve, but just really try to focus on to get ready for this week?
I mean, definitely. I think, you know, Statesboro gave the recipe to beat us. You know, they beat us Friday night. And I think some other teams are going to try and simulate the same thing. So we've got to be prepared on special teams moving forward. You know, recovering onside kicks and making sure that all special teams are, you know, in tip-top shape. We execute what we're coached to do. You know, and the other thing too, if teams are going to hold the ball against us, we got to be able to get off the field defensively. Yeah. We got to be able to stop the run, make sure they don't get first downs. We got to tackle well, get lined up correctly, and then make sure that we cover guys out of the backfield. I think those are things that we've learned from Friday night that we've got to do better. And then offensively, we can't turn the ball over. We can't give them short fields. We can't give them good field positions. We've got to be able to go down and score and end every drive with a kick. And, you know, I think that's what we got to do better. We got to play better up front on the offensive line. You know, not saying that we play terribly, but there's things that we can do better. And then on the perimeter as well is just getting lined up correctly offensively and making plays. You know, there's a few plays in that game where we don't come up with the ball, and, you know, we got to be able to catch the ball and do what we're coached to do.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at all that, it's like you said, I mean, the recipe for others might be there, but you also have your own, you know, and you have your own recipe for success. And when you put it in motion, you just get looking forward to this week and get everything prepped up and ready to go. I'm pumped about the game. I know that they're going to bounce back strong. I know they're more hungry now than they probably have been, just in the fact of wanting to not prove themselves, but, you know, make – what's the word I'm looking for? Just show the ability that is not what they do. They are winners, and the hunger is going to come from the loss. We have a few more questions right after this quick break in the next segment, but right now I'll just say we'll be right back to this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's.
Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and by Optum Orthopedics. So we've kind of touched on the mindset in the locker room a little bit. The first region loss, it's not the greatest ideal thing for the team, you know, but the guys with that are probably just like we were talking about before. They're just getting more hungry and more motivated just the fact to stay, you know, finish out the season without another one. The motivation is going to build up. When you talk about the locker room, though, who would you say is someone who's kind of stepped up and as a lead, even if it's already, you know, some of your more proven leaders or just someone in people, players that have stepped up to help keep everyone focused and keep them upbeat and keep them motivated to go out and play this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can name four guys that on our team that, you know, our guys look at as leaders, and one being Hezekiah Kent and Grant Moore, our quarterback, Avion Addison, our defensive back, Antoine Kirk's another defensive back. But those guys have really showed some senior leadership and really been very vocal this week at practice. Yeah. You know, offensive line wise, Kasiah Charlton and Chase Richardson have really stepped up and been vocal on the front, you know, trying to get our guys ready to go and get back, you know, where we're supposed to be, you know, practicing hard, being physical, making sure everyone's executing and getting lined up correctly. And those guys have done a really good job bringing the energy this week at practice. And that's what you want to see, you know, and then we got to continue it. We got to be able to sustain. We got to be able to continue doing the things that we're coached to do. And, you know, I know it is a long season. We're getting into game nine right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if our guys want to make a run in the playoffs, then there's going to be more games going. So we've got to be able to push through, sustain, keep doing the things that we need to do correctly, and then see what happens.
Yeah, and it, you know, it right in the meat of the season, like you were saying, and it this is the time when you can really start to try to define a team for their physicality. Where towards the end of the year, you can look at where the big dogs come out, you know, the well-seasoned teams, the physically fit teams. How are you going to, like, how have you been able to just keep the team just fully locked in and focused to get out there week after week? Because I've never played football, but I can assure you that it's not a very comfortable game when you get done. I mean, you get beat up, you get bruised, and just keep them ready to go, locked in and focused week after week to get deeper into this season.
Yeah, I mean, just talking to our guys, and our coaches say it all the time too, and everything you want's on the other side of difficult. So I know going out there at practice, it's not always fun. Every single day, it's, you know, all the reps that you get. You know, the weather, it's still hot around here. It's not, you know, last week was nice with the breeze, but, you know, it's not going to be fall until a couple more weeks, and it gets a little bit cooler around here.
5 degrees.
Yeah. But, yeah, everything you want's on the other side of difficult. So you got to push through that stuff. You got to keep your mindset, you know, going forward. And I think, you know, our guys are doing a really good job of pushing through, you know. And I think that, you know, with that, you know, they got another opportunity this Friday night. You know, I think a lot of people are looking, you know, and the way our team's going to be defined is, you know, not only they're going to see how we respond to this, you know, and we're knocked down right now, and they're going to see if we're going to get back up or are we going to lay down again. So we've got to be able to respond in a positive way and show what this team's made of this Friday night.
And I'm looking forward to it. And we'll get to this one last question I've got for you. And, you know, I bet you couldn't guess. Anybody listening, I bet you can't either. Last question of the day. What is your message to this Brunswick High Pirate Nation as you hit the road again? This week, looking to get back in the win column, what's your message to all the fans?
I mean, I appreciate everyone coming up to Statesboro. We did have a great crowd there, and, you know, they were very vocal and, you know, are very supportive. And when our guys played in Statesboro last Friday, you know, I know we got to go back on the road. We're making a trip to Augusta, and if all the Pirate faithful will make the trip up there and you know, check out how we respond this week. And if not, listen in on the radio and follow the Pirates. But we're looking for a great week and a way to finish out this week's practice and show how we can respond to last week's loss.
Well, Coach, I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to it. I know they're going to go out there and play their absolute hearts out and make this Pirate Nation pride. And for everybody that goes, y'all better be screaming. We need everybody to be, even if you're at home, scream at your radio, scream at everything you can. Just wish these Pirates best of luck on that long drive. And that'll be it for today, Coach. Good luck. And thank you, everyone listening, for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. That was Head Coach Garrett Grady, and you're listening to the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us right here each and every week. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.